This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the hosts and for others.
Over 76 million Americans suffer from chronic pain, and it's become one of the most costly health problems in North America. An estimated cost includes the direct medical expenses, lost income, lost productive and compensation payments, also legal charges. So the estimated cost at this time, based on statistics in 2011, is approximately $90 billion a year, and just $5 billion of those dollars being spent over the counter pain relievers. So when you really look at the impact of chronic pain or pain in general, when it always starts out in an acute state, but when it gets to the point where it goes rogue, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit in today's show, what happens is then that's the thing that drives us to the doctor. And interestingly enough, while pain can be created by acute injuries or a burn or something like that, 90% of all pain is tied to stress. Staggering statistics as far as the cost of it, and then also looking at how it impacts not only our lives, but it impacts the economy, and it impacts all aspects of who we are, and even from a global standpoint. This isn't, while my statistics are just for the United States, this really isn't something that's just a United States problem. It is a problem that is global. Well, thanks for joining me today. I chose to do the show today on pain mainly because I'm going to be launching a class that I'm going to be teaching in Sacramento, El Dorado Hills, California on pain and looking at the neurology of pain. What causes pain to go rogue? What causes pain to become chronic? Why is it that the brain so quickly adapts and accepts pain as the norm, and yet it takes us so long to be able to rewire and change the brain to be able to change the response to pain? So I'm going to be doing this in this class, and this class is taking place in, like I said, the Sacramento El Dorado Hills area, and it's going to be on Saturday, June 23rd. It's from 9:30 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. I do understand if you don't live in the Sacramento, greater Sacramento area, or the El Dorado Hills area, that you're probably saying to yourself, oh my gosh, I need this class. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be offering this class in the fall in Minnesota, and then also I'm looking to put it online because it is such a prevalent issue. And again, if we start pain from a acute injury or a burn or something like that, then the body is designed specifically and eloquently to be able to heal itself. But for some reason, that pain continues. And one of the things that we really know from a scientific standpoint is that phantom limb syndrome that occurs with the pain that's associated when there's not even the limb that's there to generate the pain. So the mind, as we know, is a very, very powerful thing. If you'd like some more information about this class that I'm going to be doing, it actually does qualify for CEU units for RNs, marriage and family therapists, and licensed clinical social workers as well. Just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Go to my website. On my banner that's in the top of my homepage, you will see a banner that actually a slide that says Understanding and Healing Pain. Click on it. You can learn more about it. And if it's something that you're in the area or if you're in acute pain to the point where it would be worth a trip to come to the Sacramento area, then I do encourage you to do that, because I'm going to be sharing a lot of the newest technologies, the newest therapies that are being used, and then also talking about the power of crystals to be able to help us manage pain. So the day is going to be rich with information, and it's also going to be an afternoon that's going to be learning how to manage pain and to stop those pain messages to get to the brain in the way that they are that causes this pain to stay chronic. Very interesting topic, and one that I've certainly loved doing the research on. So that I decided that, you know, if I'm going to do this as a class, I might as well go ahead, and I want to do a radio show on it, and I want to be able to share this information to as many people as I can, and all of you as my loyal listeners. You know, you always are first and foremost in my mind, so here we go. That's what today is pain. Why is it always on your mind? I'm also going to be taking your calls, so if you have a question for me about your health, or you want to talk about today's topic, or you want to talk about anything in general, then I encourage you to call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada. And then, of course, international callers, you can also use the same number, 877-230-3062. All you have to do, of course, is to dial your international calling code. The other event that I have that's tied to the one in Sacramento, as I always do when I'm doing events in any area, in the evening of readings, and what that really entails is it entails really a group of people getting together and me answering questions from the audience and sharing my medical intuitive skills by letting them get a different picture of what's going on. And I like to think of myself as kind of a radiologist. I give them a whole picture and then can put it into terms where they can visualize what's going on in their body. And part of the ability and the power of the energy and the power of the mind to be able to heal is to be able to really get a picture of what's going on and then putting together a game plan that can help in the healing process. So on Tuesday, June 22nd, I'm going to be doing an evening of readings if you're interested in that. Also, again, my website, www.ritberger.com. I'm going to be talking about pain, and I love it. I've got listeners on the calls already, but I just want to take a very brief moment because I've been flooded with emails from my listeners, my database, friends, family, everybody saying, OMG, Carol, what is going on with this energy? Why is this last couple weeks seem so tense, and why are people so much on edge, and what is exactly going on? So I want to take a brief moment, talk about that, because it really is a very important step in the evolution of our consciousness that we've all been setting the intention for in this lifetime to be able to move from that fear-based consciousness. So very briefly, what occurred is on May 21st, when we had the annular eclipse, and we were very fortunate in the Northern Hemisphere to be able to experience that annular eclipse of the sun, the solar eclipse, in a way that we haven't been able to do for many years. And when that annular eclipse occurred, it actually opened up an energetic portal that allowed us to go in and really look at ourselves and reconnect with ourselves. It was an awakening event. And one of the things that was phenomenal that kept coming up on Facebook and websites and everything was the fact that when this annular eclipse was taking place, people were sending in pictures where they could actually see this eclipse on their walls as it would go into the beginning phase where it was really in that center point that formed that ring of fire. That's the alchemical process, that phoenix rising, that sun, the power of the sun being able to empower us. And then we were able to watch the eclipse then begin to diminish on the other side. Well, what this did in the metaphor of this, all of these images associated with the eclipse, is it not only opened up a portal for us to be able to go in and reconnect in a different way, in a way that was holistic, in a way that we really can go in and look at our core values, those real basic parts of who we are that tells us how we should live our life, how we interact with people, how we respond to things, that part of us that when it becomes compromised in those core values, we feel compromised, power struggles, conflict occurs, and so forth. So this time said, look inside, go in and find out what truly, truly is important to you. What do you love about you? What do you love doing? What are your values? You know, what is that part that drives who you are, that when you're in that, in touch with it, that brings that joy and happiness to your life and that feeling like you're in the sink, you're in the flow of what's going on? Well, all of these different little images that were occurring actually was part of the alchemical process, and there's 13 steps in it. And in our humanists, we think of manifestation as completion, done, move on to something else. But in the alchemical process, manifestation is just the last part of the last steps of alchemy. And what I mean by that is manifestation allows us to be able to manifest what we desire in multiple ways. So in alchemy, multiplication is that end result. And all of these images that were seen on walls and cars and all of the different, flat surfaces, whether it was a window or whatever it may be, was basically reminding us that all that we desire, if we connect with ourselves in truth and in integrity and in self-respect, then our confidence will rise. It will allow us to bring our self, authentic self and truth forward in a way that it will multiply and touch many parts of our life simultaneously. So in manifestation, we may be focused on manifesting money or manifesting good health, but this energy and opening the portal said, connect, look at what's important, set the intention, that's part of manifestation, let go of the emotions that create the limitations in how you perceive yourself, that also is part of manifestation, speak kindly to yourself, part of manifestation. And if you do all of these things that this portal has opened up for you, then your life will be blessed abundantly in many, many different ways. Now, as we continued on, we had other occurrences in this portal, in this opening, and that occurred on June 4th. We actually had a partial lunar eclipse, and the Native Americans referred to that as the strawberry moon. And the eclipse looks like somebody took a bite out of the moon. But because the Earth became the in between the moon and the sun, then the moon actually turned a strawberry color. And the Native Americans believe that that was an omen of a new birthing, a new beginning, a new time to plant the seeds of what they desire in order for goodwill to come to all and to be in harmony with land. So we had that. And then yesterday we had another phenomenal event that took place that will not happen for another 105 years, and that was where Venus in transit crossed over the sun. And what that means, or between the sun, what that means is, very rare occurrence, is that there was us and Earth, the Venus, and then the sun. And so a lot of the pictures are that you can see this big, beautiful orange, red, yellow sun with this little tiny speck on it, which would be Venus. And again, a very rare occurrence and won't happen again for 105 years. And what Venus is it's the planet of love. And what the sun is the planet of power. So what this did in this time is it said, rise, sacred feminine, become one with the compassionate warrior, speak your truth, live your life authentically. When you find yourself succumbing to your conditioning in a way that it basically limits who you are and allows you to become bound by your fears, then open up and remember that you are the compassionate warrior. Show self-respect, show self-love, and then move forward, but do speak your truth, not in a hostile, aggressive way, but to speak your truth. Now, the transit of Venus actually closed the portal. And when I let people know this, they would go, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen? Does this mean I've missed the boat, Carol? Am I still standing on the train ledge there? I mean, have I missed all of this? And the answer is that no, none of us has missed anything. All of this happens at an energetic level. All of this happens in your superconsciousness, that part of you that is connected to all that exists. This happens at a subconscious level, whether you're mindfully aware of it or not. So where we are now with the portal closing, this is going to be a time of action. And this is going to be a time that you're going to find closure. You're going to be letting go. When you let go, you make space for something new. So you will find that it'll be an invigorating time. It'll be a release time. But it also can be a time that uses up a lot of energy, a lot of mental energy. You may find old emotions that are coming to the surface. But remember, all is well, and this too will pass. And that is the mantra of the sacred feminine. All is well is the compassion. This too will pass is the warrior. Very, very powerful time. Time that the Mayans talked about in their glyphs and they alluded to as we move into the Age of Enlightenment in the energy of 2012. And this isn't about the end. It is about the beginning. So again, I hope that you found that of value. And thank you for all of your emails and all of your OMGs and all the things that were going on. But I felt that it was really an important part of what I'm talking about today, because the more we are in alignment with ourselves and we know our body and we know what creates our fears and we learn how to effectively cope with the emotions behind pain, then what we can do is we can actually, without over-the-counter drugs in many cases, we can actually release ourselves of pain. And one of the things that I've learned in the research that I've done and looking at pain and the dynamics as a medical intuitive for so many different directions is that it's not the what that hurts. It's the why it hurts that keeps the hurt going. So, fascinating information. So let me begin by first of all saying that pain actually serves a very valuable purpose. What it's really doing, it's acting like that internal cop that is basically saying to us, you are doing something that is putting your body in harm's way, or you have somehow, or something has somehow harmed the body. And what it's basically doing is it's telling us you shouldn't be doing this or that you've overdone this. And what it also does is it teaches us to avoid danger. It teaches us also when we're in pain that we need to hunker down. We need to get into our body. We need to honor the needs of the body and give it what it needs. But we also need to give ourselves what we need. So really, when we think about pain, it's really alerting us that something in the physical body is being compromised, and it's really telling the brain in those pain messages, stay on top of this situation. We've got a problem. Come on, let's get in, and let's identify, first of all, where is the problem? And that's the beauty of pain, is because it tells the brain exactly, is it the right big toe? Is it the left ankle? Is it the lower back? What exactly is going on? And then what it also does in the degree of pain that we're experiencing, it tells the brain not only that where the pain is, but how severe, meaning telling the brain, listen, you need to jump on this right away. This is something that is a real problem. Let's not, you know, just kind of dilly-dally, as my mom used to say. Let's get in there and let's jump on it and make it go away. And sometimes when it goes chronic, the brain doesn't read the messages that way. The message comes to the brain and the brain goes, oh, I know. We've been living in pain for a long time. It's really no big deal. We can just kind of ignore it. We don't need to really jump all over it and everything. And what it does is it begins to accept that pain when it's prolonged for a period of time as the norm. And that's literally what I'm talking about when it goes rogue. All pain, whether it's acute or chronic, physical or emotion, is recognized, interpreted, and acted on by the brain. If there's an emotional charge associated with stress or fear associated with it, now the pituitary gland is involved in the process and beating on those adrenals like a bunch of tom-toms. And now what we have is we not only have pain, but we have adrenaline elevated levels of cortisol. That sends the message to the immune system, we've got a problem. The brain's trying to do it. It can't do it. I'm beating the tom-toms. I can't do it. And the immune system goes, well, I'll rally to the cause. I'll create an inflammatory reaction. And as a result, then we can experience swelling, or we can experience an isolation or an immobilization of the area that's in pain. Everything is working the way it's designed. The only difference is that everything isn't talking to each other the way it needs to. So when we go in and the brain receives these messages, it rapidly evaluates the information that it's getting. It really looks at the degree of pain, the issue. And then what it does is then that brain tells the adrenals, the pituitary, the adrenals, and the immune system what it needs to do. So when we're looking at pain, we really need to go in and recognize that what we're looking at is we're looking at a mental, chemical, electrochemical chain reaction that is occurring in a way that it's causing the pain message to continue to flood the brain by telling the brain this is something that we really need to jump on, we really need to work at. Energetically, pain is alerting us that there's a blockage in the energy field, and it's telling us that our life force is being distracted or sucked away in the areas of where our thoughts are. What we do, of course, in our humanist, when we're in pain, we fixate on the pain. And what we want to do is we want to help the brain by fixing it, which fixates it on even more. And if our thoughts are charged with fear, which is associated with pain, then what our energy field does, the same way that our body-mind does, is it diverts energy to the area that is in pain, and it can create disharmony in the energy field. So if you experience pain in the shoulder, what it's really trying to do from an energetic standpoint is trying to tell you to let go. You don't need to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. Maybe you don't need to be the one that always carries that burden for someone else to fix them or to make them okay. Maybe what it's doing is it's compromising who you are. And if you choose to do that and you do it for your reasons but not because you're feeling obligated or guilty, then your body is going to respond and the pain will start to go away. If the pain is associated with a headache, what it's trying to do, it's trying to tell you that you're thinking too much. And the thoughts that you're thinking are actually undermining how you see yourself. And I can really validate that in the personality color I am. I do think things to death. I get teased about this. I've been teased about this ever since I've been a child. It's like, Carol, think about it, then let it go. Well, in my neurology of my personality, that's not as easy as it sounds. And as a result, my mind can spin. It will build on itself, meaning I could see a problem, and all of a sudden, my goodness, I've got 20 different problems. How did that happen? I'm trying to solve 20 different problems. And what I'm doing is I'm being distracted from how that's impacting my body. The result is pain. And the result is if I stay in that pattern of thinking, then there is a potential that I am going to experience chronic pain. So I have to learn ways to be able to change. And when I get into that analysis paralysis, like my personality color does, and others of you and my listeners can relate to this, then what I find is that I have to break the cycle. I'm kind of like a little child. I need to do a timeout or distract myself the same way we do with children, so then the tantrums won't become worse, because my brain wants to stay fixated on fixing the problem, but in trying to fix the problem, it actually causes the problem to become worse. So very important to know about yourself. Pain in the lower back is associated with worry and guilt, and it may be revealing that there's deep feelings of being unsupported or feeling guilty or feeling and worrying a great deal. Pain in the chest, such as angina, is trying to alert you that possibly there's some sadness that you're holding in your heart, some regret that you're holding in your heart from the standpoint of maybe not doing what you desire to do. And then also what it's doing is it's just telling you that that sadness is there. And it isn't about saying, oh my gosh, you're going to have a heart attack because you're sad. It's saying, find out what's creating your sadness. Shift the energy from that negative energy in the field that causes the disharmony to self-respect and self-love. What do you love doing? What is important to you? How have you been spending your time? What can you do to change your time from doing what's urgent and doing important, what's doing important? So you can start to see when you look at this holistically that you can see that there's a tremendous amount of opportunity for us to heal all aspects of who we are, physically, emotionally, emotionally, psychologically, and then also energetically, all of those harmonies, all of those ways that we look at that, and we start one process in any one area, creates like this avalanche of healing that takes place. The soul is encouraging the mind to release the endorphins. It's encouraging the body to relax. It's telling the adrenals, okay, you can stop now. The threat is over. You don't need to continue the process. It's telling the energy body, come back into harmony. Let your vibration sing and ring true to the authentic nature of the soul that embodies this body. So again, just a different way to look at it. And that's what I always try to bring forward in a medical as a medical intuitive. And I'm going to be talking more about the pain and what we can do. But I want to jump right in. And let's go ahead and let's go to Danielle from San Francisco. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you. How can I help you?
Well, I have a couple of different things. I was diagnosed with celiacs and Hashimoto's last year.
Okay.
And so I have spent the last year, I think for me the pain has been more what you were talking about, the inflammation and the adrenals. And so really trying to heal my body from the inside out and taking a look at the emotional component as well.
Okay.
And then on Monday, I work for kind of a high-stress job, and I was let go of my job on Monday. So,
oh, my gosh. Well, that just got those little old tom-toms beating, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me go in, and I'll address both of those because they are connected, sweetie. And, well, you know, we kind of get in that shock phase, which I can pick up that you're in, and understandably so. It's that, you know, big master OMG that happens, that where am I going to go? What am I going to do? How am I going to survive? All of those things that slams us into that first chakra. Mm-hmm. All of those things are very, very real. So we're not going to take away that. But let's go back in and let's look with the physical body. With the celiac and with the Hashimoto's, basically both of those are tied to a compromised immune system.
Right.
So as you're looking at this, all of your focus is important for you to put it from the physical standpoint to being able to support and to rebuild that immune system in a healthy way and better than it was before. That it means that we have to, of course, as you know, with celiac, look at the diet, change, let go of things like that. When you're looking at the Hashimoto's, then you're going to have a thyroid that you need to work with. What can you eat? So the physical part is really well defined in what we can do to be able to start the restoration of the body getting back to where it was and better. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I find is a medical intuitive that impacts the immune system as much as what's happening physically that creates the inflammation is inner irritation. It's self-directed anger. And I say it with love, but you do have an inner critic that really expects perfectionism from the very first time you do anything. That's a gift. It's a wonderful quality, but it can turn against you where it can take away the joy of the challenge, the satisfaction from the accomplishment, and it can become that inner irritant that basically causes you to feel like you're a cat on a hot tin roof. That's mm-hmm. the metaphor for immune systems. So the immune system and the inflammation response. So I say to you, lighten up. And when I say that to you, I need to tell you, I'm saying that to me too, from the standpoint that, you know, we both, honey, run neurologically where we expect our mind to be able to see the problem, solve the problem, be sure it's never going to come up again for at least 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so that takes a lot of mental focus and a lot of inner irritation. It requires us to look to our past. It causes us in the mind, in order to be able to help us solve a problem, it causes us to dwell on our failures. And what we do is we go back in emotionally, we look at the things that didn't work, our mind fixates on those, and then we eat at ourselves. That's the metaphor for celiac.
Made so much progress because I've spent the last year healing it naturally, doing the diet, and I feel like I'm definitely closer to healing all of it.
You are.
It's just, and then how do I, maybe this is an opportunity, what you were talking about, the whole new beginnings of using this experience to do something different.
Well, absolutely. But even more importantly than that, sweetie, it's going and using this opportunity, instead of being on the hamster wheel, mm-hmm. and doing things. It's the opportunity for you to go in and just allow your mind and your imagination and something. If you had all the time and money in the world, what would you do? And
right.
play that game. There's nothing wrong with that. It's also an opportunity for you to look at where are your true skill sets, meaning what are you really good at and what do you enjoy and what will you stay with without feeling like you're having to be in a trap or be on a hamster wheel. It's an opportunity for you to go in, and it may very well, it feels to me that it may very well be that you're not going to completely go in a different direction, but you will not go back to the patterns that you were in. And it doesn't even feel like you'll go back into the industry that you were in the way that you were doing it. Something
right.
creative is going to come forward. And in that process, all of these are the steps for the healing, because you're going to get jazzed, you're going to get excited, that the adrenals, instead of being the stress, is going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get up. It's kind of like that morning of Christmas. So things
right.
are going to change. So it is an opportunity. And whatever you do in this opportunity is going to be multiplied in all aspects of your life. It's going to be in your health. It's going to be in your relationships. It's going to be in the quality of your life. It's going to be in your health. And it's going. You might have to work at it to get there. But the joy is in the work to get there. And it isn't in that final destination, because in your case, you don't get it in any one destination. It just keeps opening up and unfolding and unfolding. That's
mm-hmm.
what you enjoy. So all the things you're doing, absolutely on track. This is a wonderful opportunity. You feel like you've been a very wise little being from the standpoint that you have put some ducks in a row. It's almost like you intuitively knew this at least 6 months ago, that I can feel. And while you thought maybe you would not, or that things were going to change, you really have been preparing yourself for this in many, many different ways, and one of them feels financially.
Yeah, I think I'll be okay for a little bit.
Yes, you will. And you know what?
But that's the fear.
Yep. And the gift of it is that you can start working toward that right now. And what
right.
we do in our humanist is says, oh my gosh, well, I don't have to worry right away. So, you know, and I can go for 6 months or a year. So I think what I'll do is I'll just rest and relax, and I'll do all these different things, and I'll play and all the things. All those are good. But every day in this energy of this new beginning is every day, at least think about what that might look like and start the energy field to start to attract what you desire, and not wait until you get a month before you run out of money. I know you're not going to do that. That was more for the listeners, sweetie, and not for you.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Good job. Good job all the way around.
And just from an actual health perspective, do you feel like I'm on the right track? I haven't gotten my thyroid tested since February, but I was continued to have my antibodies go down, and I've been doing a new modality with food allergies. And
yep.
I mean, I really want to use my situation as the, you can heal your body from autoimmune diseases, even if it's two, if you can do the right things and have the right attitude. And so I just, my mission has been to have these both go into remission.
Absolutely. And you are doing a phenomenal job. The fact that the antibodies are going down is an indicator that the immune system is being supported exactly as it needs to for your body. And that even though Hashimoto's, in the way that medicine sees it, is a long-term process that it'll never go away, I, like you, believe that that's not true.
Yeah, I believe that's not true.
And I can tell you that when I felt your vibration about using this as an opportunity to do these and to experience these things, that's part of your next calling.
And that's exactly what I've been doing, is using, it's like, use everything for your upliftment. So I've been doing that.
Well, thank you. Good job. Good job. So you're on the right track. Just stay with it. Stay with
thank
it.
You.
Stay with it. Stay with it. There's nothing wrong. It's not bad that you're staying with it. It is freeing you up from all those years of that conditioning. And, you know, sometimes if it takes us, you know, 20 or 30 years, or in my case, a lot longer than that to do that, then what occurs is that we're kind of naive to think that the mind is going to just let it go. We know
yeah.
scientifically it takes 66 days now to change a habit. And interestingly enough, sweetie, when something happens in the body, it takes the mind 60 minutes to accept it as being real. 66 days to change it, but 60 minutes the brain accepts it as real. Isn't that,
oh.
scary? Isn't that interesting?
So it's just, that just opens up the change is so instantaneous.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so the same thing with the pain of the inflammation and the immune system and, yeah, okay.
Absolutely. Your brain in 60 minutes accepted that, 1 hour, accepted that as being the norm. And it's going to take you 66 days and beyond, but the 66 days to change it. And then the and beyond becomes better every single day. It's amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, sweetie. Nice talking to you. And
I wish
you well on this new journey. Very exciting.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. All right. Well, if you'll stay tuned, I'm going to be right back. I'll talk a little bit more about pain and share how you can manage it. And I've got some callers on the line. I'm going to get to those calls. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the hosts and for others.
Welcome back. If you are just joining me, I've been talking about pain and how the mind literally starts the process within 60 minutes of accepting the pain as being absolutely real. And when it does that, then what occurs is that the brain then stops listening to those pain messages the way that it needs to be. And what it does is it starts accepting it as being real. Those thoughts go rogue, and the end result is that we have chronic pain. So what I've been doing in the first part of the show is, of course, sharing all this energy information that we had going on, and then hoping and directing that to being able to remove some of the pain psychologically, emotionally, and even physically from your physical body, but then also talking about the psychological components and share a little bit about, as a medical intuitive, what pain in the chest means, pain in the shoulders, and then also pain in the back. So that's what I've been doing, and what I want to do before I go in, because I really do want to take these callers, I want to go in and I want to share with you that my May Your Health teleclass was on tinnitus, and what tinnitus is actually characterized by a ringing, roaring, buzzing, humming, chirping, whistling, and even a hissing noise in the ears itself. And what I did is in this May Your Health teleclass, I addressed tinnitus and a lot of the underlying conditions that are part of the process of tinnitus. It's more of tinnitus becomes the symptomology of an underlying condition. And then also looked at tinnitus as being objective, meaning that it's tied to a vascular issue, or subjective, where it's tied to another issue that is more of a condition of something that's going, such as Meniere's, or it may be damage to the ear itself. So I really go into a lot of detail in the teleclasses. And what I'm offering is I'm offering on my website, www.reitberger.com. What I'm doing is I'm offering an audio download for purchase and then also a 36-page PDF on tinnitus. I talk about it from a clinical perspective, some of the causes, some of the conditions associated with it, the symptomology associated with it, also the psychological aspect, how does it impact the energy field, how does it map in the chakra system, also the role personality plays in the process of the development or susceptibility of tinnitus, conventionally what tinnitus is treated, how it's treated, and then also I offer many, many alternative choices to not only be able to minimize the impact that it has on your overall mental and physical well-being and that emotional component attached to it, but also things that you can do from changing foods or using flavonoids or using acupuncture, acupressure. So again, a very cranial sacral, a very, very holistic perspective. Both of those downloads are available on my website, www.ritberger.com. There's a try before you buy feature, so you can actually listen to a brief excerpt from the audio download and read a page of the PDF and make sure that it's exactly what you're looking for. And if it is, then you can purchase it right online. And in fact, what I have on my website is I actually have 27 different illnesses that I've looked at from a holistic perspective, all of which does have a PDF that is available or a download, audio download that's available. So you might just want to do a little exploration and do some try before you buy if you're experiencing high cholesterol or, in this particular case, chronic pain, and then also headache. So there's a myriad of different things that I have on my website, www.ritberger.com. But when it comes to pain, there are basically two different types, acute and chronic. And I think this is important as you're looking at pain in your body and learning to deal with it, really looking at what kind of pain are you experiencing, because how you address that pain really is impacted whether it's acute or chronic. Acute pain is the type of pain that tells you that something is harming your body or is about to harm your body. It's the pain that we feel when we cut our finger, when we burn our hand, or when we're in a car accident. Doctors are actually more adept at dealing with this type of pain than they are with chronic pain. And actually, for many, many years in dealing with chronic pain, the medical profession said it was all in our head. Well, in many ways, they were correct, but not in the way that it was being used. And what that means is that, yes, while the chemistry of the brain sets off the chain reaction and that avalanche of electrochemical hormonal changes in the body, that the reality of it is that chronic pain is a psychological issue as well as just physical, and it's not something to be chastised for. It's just something to be worked at. When there's chronic pain, what it is it's a dull, nagging, and throbbing pain. It just seems to never go away, or when it does, it seems to reoccur for no reason. It also is the type of pain that can move around the body, which makes it even more difficult to figure out where that place of pain originates in order to be able to treat it. This pain is associated with chronic headaches, and it's that sharp stabbing pain that we get in our back if we lift something or if we move the wrong way. Chronic pain seems to exist for really no reason from the standpoint, meaning that maybe it did begin because we lifted something and that created harm, but it continues sending those messages, and in that particular case, it's sending the message to the brain that's saying, tell this person not to turn this way or not to do this. And again, it's just keeping kind of that hypervigilance as that inner cop to be sure that we don't really have any, we don't do harm to the body. As I said, it actually seems to exist for no reason other than to really consume our thoughts, to emotionally consume us, and to psychologically cause that pain, to limit our life, meaning our world shrinks. And then what the brain does is it goes in, and the way it's designed is it says, now look at where you were a week ago, look at where you were a year ago, and it always uses the past to compare where you are so you can look for solutions. But what occurs is the emotional charge is that past comes up, and then we find ourselves spinning in it, which also creates and intensifies the cycle of chronic pain. So what do you do for chronic pain? Well, the conventional treatment is, of course, aspirin or the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as ibuprofen. But one of the things that you can do from a holistic standpoint is when you have an area that is in pain, put ice on it. The pain messages become dull as they are sent to the brain. The brain hears only the dull pain messages, increases the release of a healing endorphin that is about the equivalent of 1,200 milligrams of ibuprofen, and all of a sudden you find that there's less pain or no pain at all, and all you did was put a little bit of ice in that area, again, wrap it so you're sure to not cause skin damage, and you don't leave the ice in any one area more than 10 minutes at a time, move it around. So, again, things that we can do that's very, very simple. There's holistic treatments such as acupuncture, chiropractic, herbs such as curcumin, ginger, devil's claw, feverfew. The vitamin B12 specifically is very good for pain management, as is vitamin B1. They're both an overall pain reliever, especially when it comes to neuritis or chronic liver disease or diabetic neuropathy. Also, B3 is good for arthritis. Vitamin B6 is a good overall pain reliever, and also vitamin C and vitamin E. What you want to do is you want to avoid foods that are laced with additives, processed foods, eat foods that are as close to nature and as real as possible. And I always say, if there's more than 5 ingredients in whatever you're going to put in your mouth, then ask yourself if you really need it that bad. And if you can't pronounce most of the words that are in that ingredient list, then it might be something that you would like to have a second thought about putting in your body altogether. So those are some of the things that you can do to be able to help your body and to help with pain. So let me jump in. Hi, Fritz from Stanford. How can I help you?
Hi. I have maybe a few conditions I can tell you about.
Okay, very good.
One is a swollen prostate.
Okay.
Another is what you've been talking about, tinnitus. Mm-hmm. And another one is shoulder and neck pain.
Okay. So the first thing is I want to go to the prostate because that feels like, honestly, that's on the front burner right now in your thought process. The enlarged prostate is actually a reoccurring pattern. Were you ever diagnosed with prostatitis in your, probably late 30s, early 40s, honey?
No.
Okay. Did you have trouble urinating at any point in time that you can go back and remember?
Not that I could really recall.
Okay. Okay. Not trying to put thoughts in your mind. We're not going to do that. But what it is when I touch the prostate itself, it's an inflammation that's occurring in the prostate. It feels like it's associated with prostatitis. You might want to look at what that is. And the main thing that I said is it's an inflammatory response that's happening in the prostate. That doesn't mean that there's prostate cancer. It just means that some male bodies have a predisposition to get this inflammation in the prostate that can cause it to become enlarged. The two go hand in hand. So you might want to look at prostatitis. And then one of the things that you can do is also tied to the tinnitus, because your tinnitus feels to me like it's vascular in the way that it's energetically feeling to me, and that vascular is tied to inflammation. So to deal with what's going on with the tinnitus associated with inflammation and also the prostate, the most important thing is to get your immune system under control, get it to a place where it can do what it's designed to do, where it's not creating this inflammatory reaction in a way that it continues this process and that causes inflammation through your entire body. You can go in, and again, if you're interested, I would encourage, if you're going to look at anything that I've written on tinnitus, then what you might want to do is you might want to consider the PDF, and what it'll do is it talks about a lot of things that we can do to quell the vascular inflammation to be able to manage tinnitus, and that's going to help you with your prostate as well. The prostate itself is tied to the gut, as the tinnitus and the inflammation is tied to the gut. So be very mindful, sweetie, what you're putting in your mouth. You want to eat things that are alkaline. They cool the gut. Do you drink aloe water at all?
No.
Okay, you might want to look and do a little research in that. You might want to look at looking at some coconut water. Again,
doesn't agree with me, the coconut.
Okay. Yeah, I got the water part. I got the healing part. So thank you. That's great. So there's things. The main thing to think about is cooling your gut down, and that's going to help you. The tinnitus itself does not feel that it's an actual outcome of what's occurring in your neck and shoulders while there is an old injury that I'm picking up in the cervical part of the spine itself. But what it does feel like is that in that cervical part, that neck and that shoulder dynamics that you're experiencing is, again, there's muscle tension. And in that muscle tension that's occurring, I have inflammation in the muscles as well. That feels like it's causing the nerves to be overreactive, the muscles to be very tight. They feel like they don't have as much movement and as flexibility. That's part of the toxins from the inflammation and waste byproducts. So I keep coming back. Let's focus on the immune system. Let's stretch the muscles gently. You might want to go in and look at doing some cranial sacral work. You might want to look at doing some non-force chiropractic, some massage. You might want to ice your shoulders. All of those things are going to be helpful in an indirect way to the immune system itself.
Okay. The neck shoulder pain that I have is on my right side, and it actually started from the dentist when he was moving my tooth forward. And then a number of years later, I had a crown put in, or a bridge rather, and it wasn't fitted right, and it was contacting on the right side, and that started it all over again and got worse.
Exactly. And that's the accident, to me, where it settled in your body was your neck and shoulders, whether it happened in the jaw or not. That's where your muscles tightened down to try to eliminate any discomfort and tried to adapt and work around it. And that tightened all of that down, and it caused some compression on the nerves that animate the shoulders, the arms, the neck. In the dentist aspect of it, that's why I suggested the cranial sacral, is that cranial nerve number 8 is tied to the vestibular part of the ear itself. It can be, in many cases, it can be associated with tinnitus. That could certainly be compounding it, but it feels like the tinnitus is more vascular, and if you work at that, then it will help. And then when you added the crown to it that didn't fit, that threw your jaw off. It put pressure on the cranial nerve. That could send the message to the immune system, we have a problem, and the immune system and the mind has never been able to really figure out where it is. The prostate is another phase of this chronic inflammation, it feels to me, sweetie.
Okay. I have a rash. I have had a rash on the back of my left thigh for about 2 years at least now.
Right.
That I can't figure out.
That's immune system also.
Immune system. Okay.
So what's a way to look at that in the rash is that what all of the things that you're dealing with are telling you that there's an inflammation reaction that's continually occurring in your physical body. What the rash is doing is your body is using this inflammation and it's taking this inflammation and it's trying to get it out of you. It's trying to get it out through the urine stream. It may be trying to get it out through, you know, the breath, through the saliva. But when what a rash in your particular case is saying is that there is an inflammation that's occurring, that your body is overwhelmed with it and it needs to get it to the surface so it doesn't continue to cause the inflammation to build on itself and to create harm. It is not a contact dermatitis. It feels like it's more tied to maybe a rosacea. It's got a little bit of a prickly heat impact to it. I can pick up a little bit of a herpes that could be associated with it. And again, it doesn't feel like it's a herpes virus per se, as if we were going to have shingles or something like that. But I do find that again, it comes back to your body trying to get it to the surface itself. Where it's located is it does get irritated topically because of what's going on in your skin. It's not contact related, meaning it's not something that you are using for laundry detergent or cleaning mm-hmm. solutions. It's something that's internal trying to get out.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Good.
I don't know what it is.
Good.
But I'll work on it.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. Very helpful.
Well, you are most welcome. Thank you so much for calling me. I really appreciate it. Well, what I want to do is let's talk about just kind of wrap the show up. So the most important thing about pain is when pain doesn't subside, it's like we need to learn how to talk to our brain differently. And I talked about this energy, and the two things is that all is well, this too will pass. And we can apply this to the pain dynamics of everything going on. So all is well. Your immune system is working the way that it needs to. This too will pass. that pain, too, will be reprogrammed in the work that you're doing and the thoughts that you think and the self-directed love that this, too, will pass and pain will go away. I don't know where these hours go. Oh, my gosh, I have so much fun doing this. Thank you all for supporting my work and for listening to my show. I'm going to be back next Wednesday. If you want to listen to the show, go to the archives. Check out tonight. It's on my website. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy this new energy. Light and love to all of you. I'm going to see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Rideberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.rideberger.com. That's www.riteberger.com. See you soon.